Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to check out Turbo Reaper from Three Floyds. This is an IPA 7% ABV. I have had this on draft, I think at Minnelli's, is where I had this, and I actually forgot I had it. And when I was in Megabev, I saw it, and I was like, hey, I haven't had that. Obviously, you don't get to see the can art. Like, on this one, there's a dragon. There you go. Yeah, a cool dragon on there. I did see my score, but does it really matter? No. So let's go ahead and open it and give it its full review. See if it's any different. I did see my notes from having it on draft, but sometimes that doesn't matter. It can change. 6/20/24, so not even a month old. Packaged on, right? Yeah, packaged on. Off-white colored head, a little orange coming up through there, pretty much all small bubbles, about a finger of head. Orange in color, a little hazy. I wouldn't say full haze, so I would go this is a hazy IPA. Definitely doesn't look like a New England, but we'll check untapped. Come on. There you go. Yeah. I'm guessing it's a hazy IPA, not New England. I could be wrong, but from that color, I would say hazy. Let's go ahead and smell. A little dankness, a little juicy fruit coming off. Grapefruit rind. I think that a little bit of that dank, juicy fruit sticks out the most. But I do get like a grapefruit rind. And I could say juicy grapefruit rind with a little bit of citrus. I guess you could go both ways. Yeah, there's a little... I think the dankness... I'm going to switch it. The dankness with grapefruit rind stick out the most than maybe the... It's almost like I would go with pineapple. Like almost the white part of a pineapple for the fruit. A little green, grainy smell too at the back end. 7%, should you be getting that? Nah. Let's go ahead and taste. A little juicy fruit up front. For whatever reason, I want to say stone fruit. Pineapple and stone fruit. I don't know where I'm getting that from. But that's what I would say. Orange rind in the back. It's not really, I'm not really getting that grapefruit like in the smell. It's not as harsh, but it's got that rind taste, but I would, yeah, orange rind is what I would go with over grapefruit. There's not a lot of bitterness. I want to say orange rind oil, something like that. It almost seems like there's more bitterness up front of the palate than there is in the back. Maybe a touch dry. It tends to go away pretty quick.
Yeah, good luck reading that. I wanted to see West Coast style India Pale Ale. Tropical and citrus notes. Okay, I've covered that. So, West Coast style.
That's hard. I guess you could say citrus. West Coast IPA back in the day, pine bomb, citrus bomb, lots of bitterness that I remember. This has the citrus going more towards that hazy, that juicy citrus, maybe old school, new school. I am starting to get a little bit of bitterness at the back end as your palate warms up. I mean, that's really, that citrus is the only thing I could tie to like a West Coast IPA, unless, yeah, like we're talking old school, new school, hazy IPA. We've got the citrus, but I'm not, there is some pine, orange, rind bitterness that seems like as the palate warms up, you're getting, but nothing like I remember from West Coast styles back in the day. Excuse me. Still a pretty good beer. I would still go 4 out of 5. I would drink it again. I bought it again, but actually when I picked this up last week, I didn't remember this is what I had to drink. So, but yeah, I would still buy it again. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. I've checked it in one. I gave it a 4. 13 of my friends have checked it in. 4.02 out of 5. 12,000 people have rated it. 3.9. American IPA is what they are calling this. 47 IBUs. I would say, yeah, I probably would have said 50, but I don't think I said anything before I looked at that. Joe did give it a 4. Some new school influences. So maybe he's on the same page. I'll have to check his review out. Hoppy, bright, piney, fruity, dark. What's dark about this beer? What else? Is there anybody else saying anything? Too hot, not for a few. Okay. Straightforward. Oh. So they must have been making this all year because this guy's package date was 2/19/24. So they must have released a couple of these. But yeah, definitely one to pick up and try. Really, any Three Floyds is worth picking up at least once.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.